what do you know? We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Hey, this is WWE Hall of Famer Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. You're listening to A Couple of Haters Podcast. What a rush.
Welcome, everybody, to A Couple of Haters Podcast. It's been a long-ass time.
A little too long. Too long.
Yeah. We didn't record in like a fucking month.
No, I mean, we all had our own stuff going on, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Just had to get our schedules right.
Yep. Well, we're back, and we're going to be having a lot of content coming out pretty soon.
And today is just your boys, Move and Shake.
Yeah, Joey's off doing something.
Apparently it was his kid's birthday. Oh, so. Yeah.
Happy birthday, little Johnny.
Little Cena.
But today we're going to get into TLC, which wasn't that bad. Can't lie.
It was better than I thought it would be, since TLC is kind of overrated now.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dead pay-per-view.
I'm glad they took the steps shit out, though.
Yeah, they did have that last year, a steps match.
Tables, ladders, chairs, and steps.
That shit made no sense. It's bad enough chairs matches don't make sense.
Yeah, chairs matches don't make sense. Like, if it's a chairs match to be, you get hit with the chair.
And the match is over?
Yeah,
the
match is over.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, that's how the table match is. You go through the table.
You gotta be creative. Yeah, get chairs. Away from the chair.
Or if you use a different weapon, you're disqualified. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
You have people dodging chairs, people throwing chairs.
No, that would be good. That would be good.
That would be like for some cruiserweight shit. They'd be flipping over chairs.
I would definitely want to see that. But we'll get it started with the first match. Wait, before the you didn't see the pre-show, did you?
No.
Yeah, it was. Was it the 5-man tag?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I watched the first match today. I watched the whole thing today again.
I really liked the first match. Like, Wyatt and Randy kind of dominated, but they weren't, like, too dominant.
Yeah. I thought, before I watched it, I thought, like, Heath was going to look like a joke, but he had his little moments.
Heath is good. It's just, it's his character, you know? He's not supposed to do too much.
Yeah, that's true. But Rhino, I just can't believe Rhino.
He's way past. 10 years ago, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But now, it's, no. He's like, just there to, I guess, train.
Rhino in there with fucking Bray, that was a joke.
It's a joke, but Rhino could still keep up for his age. I give him that.
It was funny that him and Bray had the same exact body type.
They do. It was good for him to start the match, though.
Yeah.
And then let Seth. Let this dude get killed the rest of the match.
Did you just call
Seth? Yeah, I called
Heath. Seth Rollins.
Close enough. Heath, Seth. It's right there. But very good match. Wyatt's first title.
Yeah.
Way overdue.
Congrats to Bray on his first title.
And apparently they're going to do what the New Day's doing. All three of them could defend. Bray, yep. Yeah.
What was up with Orton when he was looking at Harper like that?
I feel like Orton's beef with him is like, Bray's my boyfriend, not yours. That's how I feel like that beef is sometimes. Because they always stare at each other like they're fighting for Wyatt's love.
Yeah, it looks weird.
I don't know.
I was like, what the fuck?
I feel like that's kind of what they're doing. And that's going to break them up sooner or later.
Yeah. Probably make it Luke relief or something.
Nah, you don't even so many times you can kick Luke out.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not relevant without Bray.
What happens when Eric comes back?
Neither of them are relevant without Bray.
Yeah. They were a good, decent tag team for a little while.
Yeah, and then they were made out to look like jokes after a while.
True. Well, next match, that was Nikki and Carmella.
I don't think that was the next match, but that was a good match for Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki did good.
She really can't do much anymore because of her neck.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't expecting her to get hit with a kendo. She didn't sell the kendo sticks.
Oh, yeah.
But she still took them. Yeah. She should have sold them a little more. She's still learning.
Yeah, Carmella's still learning. I think she's going to be great one day, though.
I don't know about great. She'll probably have to change up her character.
Or go with Enzo Cass.
Yeah, that'll protect her a little more.
Yeah.
But as far as her being great, I don't see it. I can see her getting a little better.
I think Tripp just put her there so that she can get better. And then they're just going to put her with Enzo Cass.
What, on SmackDown?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. He saw something in her. That's why he kept her at NXT.
Yeah.
But now that, yeah, I give it a year, maybe. They got to put them together. She, her fucking Titanatron says certified G and shit.
Yep.
It's like she rocks the logo.
Sure does.
You got to put them together at some point, which it would be nice. But I like the match. Nikki still improving, even though she can't do much anymore.
I like the Rack Attack 2.0.
Yeah.
Not a bad move. It's almost AA-ish.
When she did the kick off the rails, she stole Cody Rhodes' finisher, but, yeah, you know, it's fine.
The disaster kick.
It's fine. It looked nice. I didn't like the ending, though, when Carmella was like, it was Natalya, and they...
I told you. That's what they're going to do.
But should have saved that for SmackDown.
Yeah, but it's not done.
I know, but they could have just had her say it at SmackDown instead of the end of the match.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it was Natty. Like, it's...
I'm just calling it now. At the end, it's going to be Becky that attacked her.
Maybe if Becky stood champion.
She might get it back.
Yeah. But it's...
I just hope they don't do what's Raw going on.
Oh, God.
Becky wins that title 3 more times. Oh, my God.
I can see her winning it back. Losing it again. And then someone else picks it up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even though SmackDown uses their females more than Raw, they're not really pushing anybody.
That's very true.
That's why I was happy Bliss won the title.
Yeah. Alexis, well, we may as well go to that match now.
well, we were kind of on it.
Alexa Bliss and Becky.
Decent match. They shouldn't put females in a table match.
Yeah. I mean, they did better than
Sasha and Charlotte. It's because these two chicks actually knew how to pick up a table.
Yeah.
Which seemed to be very hard for Charlotte and Sasha to do.
Sasha looked like she was going to die trying to pick that table.
She was trying to deadlift it and flip it, and then Charlotte didn't know how to set up a table.
Yeah.
But women should not be in a table match.
Like, remember, I was like, you got to do the thing under the table, make it stay up. Shit fell right down.
They're too light for it. Like, even when Becky went through the table, it wasn't like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like she fell through it.
And remember fucking Sasha jumped off the table. Like,
oh, yeah, she kept bouncing. The first table, when she went through the announce table, it was good.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about in the ring.
Yeah, she kept bouncing off of it.
What the fuck? No.
Which is why I'm surprised they did it with Alexa Bliss, because they weigh almost the same thing. Yeah.
But, I mean, their table match for table matches wasn't that bad.
Yeah, and technically the first female table match.
True.
Which they didn't even, like, promote like they do with Sasha and Charlotte. Like, the first ever match for this. And they did it for Nikki. It was, like, the first ever DQ or whatever it was.
DQ with...
It would count out. It was stupid.
But yeah, that makes
sense. The announcers tried to cover it up. It was like, even though it's no DQ, you can still get counted out.
Yeah, that's not true, JBL. Any other match.
But, yeah. I like the spot that she did, though, when she put her in the arm bar.
Yeah.
Through the table.
Yeah, that was nice. They probably stole that from what Sasha and Charlotte did.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. What?
Then I still don't think... I think the second match, though, was Miz.
Nah. It was Orton. Then it was Nikki. And then Miz, I believe.
I didn't pay attention to that match too much.
I did. It was awesome.
You know, I'm not a Miz believer.
Miz did great in that match.
I mean, from what I remember seeing, it was all right. I think Ziggler's stale.
Ziggler is stale again.
Yeah.
And that's so stupid.
Like, he oversells sometimes now too much. It gets a little annoying.
This man came to SmackDown with everything back. Like, Ziggler's in the main event picture. Like,
Yeah, he was like their top priority for that first, I'll say, month.
Now he's fucking stale again.
What fucked him up was then they put him against Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
That feud, for
10-month matches.
God, that feud fucked him up.
Huh.
And then with the Miz's feud, it's like... What is Ziggler, like 1-for-10 against Miz? Like, it's not believable. Like, you got to stop at some point. And I'm pretty sure they're going to give him another match.
I'm just happy that Miz won clean. No Maurice.
Well, I wouldn't call it a clean victory if it's two low blows, even though it's no DQ.
That seemed like what he was trying to do, though. Like, I was wondering why they were putting the two ladders right next to each other.
It's always something stupid when they do two ladders.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you climb up with one leg on each ladder?
What the hell's creative? Yeah, that was fucking stupid. Why would you climb up like that? That's dumb as fuck.
I mean, take it as it is then, I guess, but it wasn't a clean victory. to say the least.
Did you see Talking Smack?
No.
Oh, Miz was like, Omar used to fucking stand there and clap. I won by myself.
I mean, he could say that. She didn't help.
Yo, Talking Smack is always good when Daniel Bryan and Miz are going at each other.
I need to watch it when they're on it, but. Yeah.
That's the only time it's good. Only time.
I just feel those things are kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Those after shows.
Yeah.
Don't Raw have one now, too?
Yeah. It's something.
Keeping it Raw.
Yeah, it sounds kind of nasty.
It's definitely perverted. But, no, good win for the Miz. Ziggler doesn't need it because they don't do nothing with Ziggler.
Yeah, Ziggler, I don't know how he became this stale again.
I've always said he needs a vacation.
Yeah, he needs to go away for a while.
At least 6 months.
Yeah.
A year. I mean, I don't know.
And come back and win the title. Like,
doesn't even have to win the title. Win matches.
Yeah.
That's it. Just win a match.
Just put him in matches. He's going to win.
Yeah. Which they don't do.
Give him a fucking tag partner or something, man.
It could work. Man. Alpha's going to dominate soon anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Fuck.
Bray and Randy only got so much time together.
Yeah.
Before they break that up.
That's true.
What was after that? Was it the main event?
No.
Well, it was Becky, but then yeah, after Becky.
I feel like we're missing somebody's match. No, I don't think so.
No, SmackDown gets right to the point.
Yeah, they do.
They don't really have filler matches like Raw.
That's true. So, yeah, it's the main event. Before we get into that, I want to just thank James Ellsworth for saving us from another Dean Ambrose reign.
I mean, they need to stop with that guy.
Yeah, man.
It has to end.
He's a fucking nobody.
It's not even...
Like, no. He looks retarded.
It was funny at first.
Yeah, it was funny at first.
The first few times they brought him out and it bothered AJ, it was funny.
That is
but
true.
Now it's... He's there. He is the feud.
Yeah, he's too involved.
Yeah, to come out on a main event.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good main event.
I was actually surprised because it was Dean Ambrose. But yeah.
Can we talk about how your boy does not wear underwear under his tights? Straight commando?
I mean, maybe that's why his flips come out even better, but I don't think he'll be going commando again. Because he's lucky it was his cheek and not the crack or his nuts.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was in the front.
They would have had to stop it. They'd be like, AJ, you gotta go to the back and put something on.
For those of you guys did not notice, AJ had a big asshole in his tights tonight. And
I have to say though, that shows that's how good AJ is that everyone ignored it after like the first 2 minutes.
That's true.
Cause anyone else they would have been laughing the whole match. Oh, yeah. And they went on for at least 15-20 minutes after that incident.
Yeah. And it wasn't the kind of match where he could hide it.
Oh no! Nah.
Like he had to be on ladders and all kinds.
Yeah,
of shit.
Just fucking. There's so many times the camera like try to move because he's like in his ass. But he put on a great match where the fans even ignored it.
Yeah.
So he got to wear underwear though.
I think they were trying to recreate Sasha Hell and Cell.
Oh God! Definitely Sasha. On a side note, I don't find her that attractive anymore.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because her hairline's like...
Yeah, her hairline's really back there.
But that's off topic. That's off topic. The fact that he was going to win the title just by punching him on the head and then AJ like falls out the ring.
Yeah, that looked weird.
It was just like, really? That's how you're going to win the title? Because if it wasn't for James, it would have been the match over.
Yeah.
How'd you lose? Oh, he punched me in the head.
Yeah. And I'm gone.
Yeah. Even though he took a dirty deeds on the steps and got up. But 10 seconds later?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you want to take that dirty deeds, let that be it.
Yeah, then climb up the ladder and let James Ellsworth interfere. It was weird. Like, when he got up, I was like, wait a minute. Didn't he just take a dirty deeds?
Yep. Got right up. But,
Oh, the 450, though, to the outside, the springboard.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was amazing.
Yeah. He's great.
Oh, yeah, he's phenomenal. He's phenomenal.
AJ is phenomenal.
Now it's, what are they going to do next?
Oh, I saw it Talking Smack. Ellsworth was on it. He was like, hey, Daniel, how's my strategy? You like it?
Yeah, he gets a title shot.
Yeah. He's like, Dean won't care because I can beat AJ. So after I beat AJ, I'm going to give Dean a title shot.
I felt like that's how it was going to go.
And I bet you Dean's just going to act dumbfounded.
Yeah. Dean's going to play along. Dean's going to play along. He's gonna say it's all right. I understand.
But what if he pulls it off?
He's not gonna be it. That would be like what WCW did. This idiot won the title.
It looks like that's what they're going for.
They can't. AJ cannot lose to James Ellsworth. That's how
Dean's going
to
get it.
Even if Dean helps him, it's like, really? You give the title to Ellsworth? Like,
I think they would give the title to Ellsworth for a week.
No, then, you just can't. Like,
and then Dean will get it next SmackDown. And then AJ will get it back.
No. Because even if that does happen, the plan WWE is going, apparently, is a Taker versus Cena for the title. Can't switch the title three times.
That's what I'm saying, though. And that would be perfect.
But then AJ wins it back. What month we're in? No, we're in December. So he wins it back, and then by January, he loses it again?
No, AJ, look, it's perfect, bro.
Hit me.
AJ wins it back at Royal Rumble.
Okay.
And then Taker.
Then Taker what?
Just comes in the ring. Sets it up.
No, that doesn't even sound right. I had a perfect idea in my head that can work, but it only makes sense if SmackDown lost that Survivor Series. Because Taker did say whoever lost, I was going to come rain hell.
Yeah, I don't understand how they're going to make Taker come.
I mean, he could easily just, it's Taker. He could easily just come say I want a title shot. It has to be at Rumble.
Yeah. He'll make it work.
I feel he gets a title shot at Rumble. You keep it quiet. You put Cena in the Rumble.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to win. Because if you automatically make the match for WrestleMania, everyone knows Raw's winning the Rumble.
Yeah, that's true.
So then it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
But you can have Cena in it. Cena can lose and have someone Raw win. And Taker just says, hey, I want to fight Cena. It's John. He gets whatever he wants.
That's very true. That's very true.
But if you make the match, then the Royal Rumble's pointless.
Well, I'm calling it Tuesday. I'm actually going to watch SmackDown.
What? Why? What's so special?
Ellsworth.
He's not winning the title.
Well, as SmackDown's going off,
it's no.
Ellsworth's going to be holding the title.
I would give up on the E if they go that route.
They're going to have the Mick Foley confetti come down.
Oh my God. Who has money in the bank? Because confetti is money. You're losing the title.
Bringing out the money in the bank. Vince is going to come out. Del Rio. Get Del Rio out here.
It's a smack in AJ's face that they have Ellsworth beat him.
But he's being a good sport.
Because AJ's just... I feel he's being the good sport because he's like, you know what? I did it all over the world. I'm proving to everyone, like, I'm dominating WWE.
Yeah.
But there's a line. There's always a line. I don't care.
I wonder what AJ's been saying in these storylines. Like, really?
I've actually been surprised with AJ because I didn't realize his mic skills were this good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Because even TNA and everything, when he would talk, it would be like, really? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's pretty good on the mic.
Somehow, between Japan and flying to WWE, he learned how to work the mic.
Yeah. Oh, can we talk about how Ryback's joining Bullet Club?
I heard about that. It was either supposed to be Ryback or Cody, right?
Yeah. But they said somebody that eats a lot or
someone that eats a lot?
Yeah. Like, somebody has insatiable hunger.
Oh, my God.
So, it's definitely Ryback.
I mean, it's good for Ryback, but...
Ryback's in the Bullet Club, but no. The E is going to be like, nah, you guys aren't the club anymore.
The E killed the club.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that's why the Young Bucks didn't show up. Like, they didn't sign a contract.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they would have just buried the Young... I don't even like the Young Bucks.
See, I don't even think they would have buried them. I think they would have been with AJ, then AJ could have his club.
Yeah, and guess what? We thought the same thing about Gallows and Anderson, who are way better than the Young Bucks.
Finn, that's what I'm saying. Finn needs to come back with Gallows and Anderson.
They're not going to turn Finn heel that quick. Like, if he never got hurt, they could have been transitioning to it by now, but...
But think about it. It's going to eventually end up him and Seth, so he's going to have to be a heel. Seth's not turning heel again.
That's true. That's why I hate the E's logic. Like, it has to be heel versus face.
Yeah, and then Roman's never going to turn heel because he's partnering with Seth now.
Well, you can have Roman turn on him, like, haha, payback. But I don't feel like that's a heel move. That's like, you screwed me, I screwed you. But... I don't know. They're very high on Finn, so I don't think they're going to turn him heel. Unless he gets stale and the fans just get bored.
Yeah.
Which I don't see how, but then again, they got bored with Seth at one point, so.
Sure did.
Then I can see them turning him heel and joining the club. But I don't think Vince would give the club that much credit, though. Probably that's like not. Him blowing them up.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that.
I mean, he did with NWO, though.
Not really. NWO kind of died when they went to WWE. All the
titles for a little bit.
When was this?
When they first came.
I don't recall this.
Hulk Hogan got the title. Nash and Scott had a title.
That don't count, man. Even if that's the case, that was still Vince's. Those were his babies. He made them. That's true. They left. They came back.
That is true. That is true.
These guys made a name all around the world shitting on WWE. Yeah. Especially AJ, because he turned them down for like 12 years.
Yeah, definitely true.
He's not going to blow up the club. And NWO wasn't all over the world either.
Yeah.
They weren't in every federation.
And technically, he owns them, so.
Yeah. Now that Ryback's joining, he's like, wait, the club?
The club? No. Yeah. No.
You know, I got time for that. And Ryback is the biggest hypocrite in the world.
Yeah, he's a fool. Well, we're going to close out this episode right here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. There'll be a lot more content coming soon.
We'll try to get a Roadblock episode out soon.
Oh, yeah.
Preview.
Even though it's going to be shitty as fuck.
Well, then we can shit on it.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun with it.
Shitting on it.
We'll have fun. Couple haters.
Later, guys.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at podomatic.com. You can find us at couplehaters.podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.